Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this next episode on Imagine Practicing or Teaching Yoga That Feels Like Coming Home. Many of us enter the yoga world because we are seeking relief from the very systems we have learned to survive in, the pace, the pressure, the performance. But when our practice mirrors those patterns, constant striving, endless comparison, doing instead of being, it becomes another form of self-abandonment dressed up as self-care. We push harder on the mat, thinking we are balancing out our stressful life. We call it discipline, but sometimes it's just overriding our nervous system and what our body truly needs. Until one day, the body starts whispering, enough. And if we don't listen, those whispers turn into exhaustion, irritability, burnout, or even physical challenges. This is where trauma-informed yin yoga becomes more than just a style of yoga. It becomes unlearning and re-education in safety. Because the people who are best at holding others often struggle the most to be held. We have learned that rest must be earned, that vulnerability equals weakness, that if we slow down, we will somehow lose our productivity. But the cost of that belief is high. Let me ask you here. Have you ever been in a yoga class, maybe even one of your own, where everything seemed perfect on the outside, but it still didn't feel like it really landed? It happened to me both as a teacher and as a student. I believed that the harder I worked on my mat, the more I would be able to fix the anxiety, the restlessness, the exhaustion I carried inside. But what I didn't realize back then, that what I actually needed wasn't more effort. It was safety, connection, and presence. I realized that I was holding space for everyone else while quietly abandoning myself, and I left those classes feeling drained instead of nourished. For many of us, especially those who spend our lives caring for others, teaching, guiding, giving, that sense of safety of being held can feel unfamiliar. We are used to being the ones who hold space, not the ones being held. We have learned to show up strong, grounded, and composed, even when inside we are running on fumes. But what if your practice could be the place where you are met where you are? Where you don't have to fix, achieve, or perform, just be. Where your nervous system gets to take a breath too. That's the deeper invitation of trauma-informed yin yoga. It's about creating the kind of internal space where you can finally unwind from constant doing and begin to remember how to rest. And when that happens, when you feel safe enough to soften, something shifts. The tears that have been sitting just beneath the surface finally move. The jaw unclenches. The mind stops scanning for what's next. You start to notice the small, almost imperceptible ways your body speaks to you. That's the transformation we all crave, the quiet return to ourselves, to feel the depth of what we share or receive. To guide others from a place that feels whole and honest and human. And if you happen to be a yoga teacher or space holder, this changes everything. You can rewire the way how you show up through awareness and embodiment. Because when you feel safe in your own body, you don't have to perform presence anymore. You are presence. And the people around you will sense this. It's what makes your presence magnetic, grounded, trustworthy. But it's hard to do that when you are running on empty, right? When you're constantly giving, constantly on, constantly holding space without ever being held yourself. And this is what so many space holders experience because they have never learned how to care for their own nervous system first. They are burned out, not because they are doing too much, but because they are doing it from a depleted nervous system. And at some point, the realization comes. You cannot teach nervous system regulation if you are constantly dysregulated. You can't create safety if you haven't yet felt it within yourself. And you can't lead others into deep transformation if you are constantly running on empty. And that's when burnout creeps in. Not because you don't love holding space for others or doing what you do, but because you're pouring from a cup that's never being refilled. Now imagine the opposite for a moment. Imagine walking into a class you're about to teach. Not anxious, not performing, not rushing to get it right, but grounded, calm, centered. Your voice is steady, your nervous system attuned. You feel connected to your body, to the energy in the room, to your students as human beings, not just bodies in shapes. Your students will feel this. Not because you're doing something special, but because they can sense your presence. When you learn to understand the language of the nervous system, to see the emotional and energetic layers beneath each asana, when you learn how to guide without rescuing or fixing, something changes. That's the difference between teaching a class and holding space, between performing yoga and facilitating transformation. And this is the kind of space holding that sustains you, that doesn't leave you drained at the end of the day and keeps your spark alive even after years of guiding others. But here's the hard truth. If you don't learn the necessary tools, if you keep holding space from a dysregulated state, if you keep bypassing your own needs while trying to meet everyone else's needs, burnout is inevitable. Your body will remind you. Your energy will run out, and your teaching will start to feel like another job instead of your dharma. Even if you are not a yoga teacher or space holder, if you're simply someone who feels overstimulated, overwhelmed, or tired of holding it all together, this practice is for you too. You also deserve to experience what it's like to be supported instead of supporting everyone else. And this is what I teach inside the Trauma-Informed Yin Yoga Teacher Training. Not just theory and sequencing and asanas, but nervous system literacy, attunement, empathy, the kind of presence that helps people feel safe just by being around you. But before you can practice and teach that, you have to experience it yourself first. Start with your own body and nervous system, because you cannot teach what you haven't lived yourself. Once you have experienced what safety feels like in your own body, you will naturally bring that to others. This is what trauma-informed yin yoga offers, not just another certification to tick off, but a way of being in your teaching and in your own life. And that's exactly what my free resource, the emotional and nervous system yin reset is designed for. A chance for you to slow down, to reconnect, and feel held for once. It's a free 1-hour experience that helps you move from overwhelm to safety through gentle yin yoga practice, short theory session, and guided reflection. And if you're ready to explore more, you are invited to my upcoming free event called Yinmersion, where we go even deeper into these topics. I will share the links in the description to access these free offerings. If today's episode resonated with you and you're curious to experience how this really works in practice, I invite you to explore it through my free resource, The Emotional and Nervous System Yin Reset. This experience combines short, comprehensive theory, a guided yin yoga practice based on my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, and a reflection journal to integrate your experience. And if you feel ready for more, you are also invited to join my free event called Yinmersion, where we will explore these topics even deeper. This will be a 3-day live event starting on the 5th of December 2025. If you cannot make it to the live event, no worries, I will also share the recordings. I will share the links to these offerings in the description, along all my other resources. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll hear you in the next episode.